Halacha says in Ilchot Erev Shabbat, in Nesa Mechzayit, that the deen is on Erev Shabbat, we do not say Tachanunim. En Nuflim al Penehim. The Halacha says that already the Kiddushah of Shabbat starts to enter from before, there's a He'ara. Therefore, there's no room to say Viduim. So that's clearly at the time of Mincha. So the question is, what type of Mincha are we talking about? Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedola. So the poskim bring down the Prima Gadim, that even if one prays Mincha Gedola, doesn't matter. And the Prima Gadim goes even a step further and says that even if one prays Mincha Gedola after Hatzot, so then already there's no Tachanunim, which clearly indicates that already from Chatzot, it's not a time for Viduim. This is very important to know, although it's a rare case that I'm going to say, but it might happen. If somebody wakes up late and he prays Shacharit late, he prays Shacharit and now it's after Chatzot. So he has to know that once it's after Hatzot, he cannot say Anna. Even though he might say, what do you mean, I'm praying Shacharit? I know there's no Anna in Mincha, but I'm praying Shacharit. Doesn't matter. Especially in the winter months, you know, Hatzot Yom could be 11:45 or something like that. And he woke up late. It happens he's sick, not feeling well, so he gets up to pray a little later. And by the time he gets to Anna, it's after Hatzot already. So in that case over there, he cannot say vidui, he has to say yishem, meaning no tachanunim. That's what's clearly mashma from the Prima Gadim, and that's the way the Sefer Aznet Beru also comes out in the halakha. So it's not necessarily a deen in mincha, but it's a deen in Hatzot Yom on Erev Shabbat.